Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Not only did something cause the worlds to be framed, the stars to be born, the universe to expand and continue, something is holding it together every millisecond. What? The scripture says, all things are upheld by the word of His power. Causes gravity, the rotation of the planets, the burning of the stars. We're talking about power we can't even begin to compute. And if you believe the Bible, which I am glad I do, it's not a mystery. It's amazing, but it's not a mystery. The Bible said all things are upheld by the word of His power. And our entire life, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's fulfilling His plan or whether it's a failure, and eternity beyond this life, all of it is going to be the result of our response to His word. When you believed the good news that Jesus took your sins and paid the price for you and was raised from the dead, when you believed that word and received that word, the power of that word caused you to be born again. Power was released and manifested. Come on, can you see this? Now here, it wasn't just the word that did it. It was you believing and receiving the word that allowed that power that had already been there to be released in you. So when these folks came to hear and wound up getting healed, what's going on? When Jesus was in the house preaching, even with the Pharisees and doctors of the law, while He's preaching and teaching, what's happening? The word's going out. And what was going on? The power was present. Even though none of it was being manifested, no demonstrations of power, no power being released because no power being received. Until one guy gets tired of nothing happening and decides he's not going to be held back by anybody's unbelief or anybody's theories. No matter how many degrees they have. He came with the help of his friends and got in there in front of Jesus because he believed that word. He believed it was not just the ramblings of a confused rabbi, carpenter's son. He believed these are the words of God. These are the words of the one who created the heavens and the earth. He believes, if I can get in there and receive this, what people say could not happen can happen in my life. I don't have to remain paralyzed. I can be healed. I can live. I can walk. If you believe it's impossible, then for you it is impossible. And it's not going to happen. But if you believe the Word of God is quick and alive, and nothing's too hard for the Lord, then for you, all things become possible. Somebody say, I believe. He said, and because you believed, that word has living power working in you. It's working effectively in you, powerfully in you. That's why Jesus said, take heed what you hear, and take heed how you hear. For with the measure you meet, it'll be measured to you again. If you hear it, you don't believe it, you don't respect it, nothing's going to happen in you from it. Nothing's going to come out of it into you. And you can think, well, see there was nothing to that. Oh, there's something to it. Go with me to Mark 5, please. Mark 5. The Bible said that there would be those in the last days that would have a form of godliness, but they would do what? They deny what?
Power.
The power. They'd have a problem with the power. They deny it. Even if they hear about it and see it, they're going to deny it. And just a couple of verses later, it talks about people resisting the truth. Resisting the truth and denying the power. Now, if you grew up in church at all, and depending on where and how, you probably have resisted some truth. Because of things you were taught, things you heard, things you didn't know. And the first, think about it now, some things you're enjoying today that have made a huge difference in your life, was there a time, first time you heard it, you didn't receive it?
Yeah.
And are there situations where you could have been enjoying some things years earlier,
right. If
you'd received it earlier? But it didn't work in you then because you didn't receive it. You thought, oh, I don't know about that. No, that sounds strange to me. That talking in tongues, Stay away from that. Oh, that prosperity bunch, that's just a bunch of money-hungry preachers trying to get money out of you. Well, there are some.
That's right.
But there's some money-hungry folks that sit in the seat, too.
Come on.
That do shady things, right? I'm not saying either one of them's okay, but does it do away with the real?
Yes. Amen.
Does it change the truth? All that healing. You know, had people try to say, well, prove to me that anybody get healed. Well, we got stacks of testimonies. You hear about them all the time.
Right.
But it's not my job to prove that to you.
Amen.
You either believe it or you don't.
Right.
And if you don't, it's going to hurt you.
Right.
Not me. I believe it.
Amen.
And the people that are receiving, not hurting them. They receive it.
Amen.
You want to not be hard with the Lord. You want to be soft,
yes.
Tender-hearted, quick to believe,
yes,
quick to receive,
yes.
Quick to yield.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Did you go to Mark 5? Mark 5, I believe 24 is where we need to start. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. Mark 5, 24. Jesus went with him. And a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides so as almost to suffocate him. This is the Amplified bringing out more of the meaning of what it means to press. People, you've been in a crowd that there are too many people in one place and they're pushing on each other and there's not enough room. That's what was going on with Jesus. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. We'd call it a hemorrhage. She's bleeding and didn't stop bleeding for 12 years. She had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but instead grew worse. Now, of course, medicine back then wasn't what it is now. And even medicine today, if the Lord tarries his coming, is not what it's going to be. I pray for doctors.
Yes.
I pray for researchers.
Yes.
For the knowledge. Right? The understanding. But that medicine is not a replacement for the healing power of God.
Amen.
It's merely a natural assist. The best surgeon in the world can do a perfect surgery on you. And that does not heal you at all.
Amen.
That does not heal you at all. Once the surgery's done, now you need to
heal.
Right? Man does not heal.
Amen.
But she had endured for 12 years and spent all her money. You know, this is the devil stealing your money.
Sure.
Right? And your time, having to spend half of every day in the doctor's office.
Right.
That's not the perfect will of God. We thank God for doctors and nurses that can help, but there's bigger. There's better. Y'all with me, friends? And it's not an either or. You use your faith. Be led about what to do every day in every situation. Verse 27. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus. Oh, here's the beginning of the miracle. What happened?
She heard.
And she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. Now, without saying it, she must have received what she heard. If she didn't receive it, if she didn't believe it, she wouldn't have acted like this. She would not have tried to get to him. What would have been the use? She came, go back to verse 27. She came up behind him in the throng and she did what? Touched his garment. She kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. This is very positive. Did you notice there's not a bunch of contingencies and plan B's? The if refers to her touching. If she can just get to him and touch. And if and when she does, what she says is going to happen? I'll be restored to health. Well, yeah, but dear, what if it's not the will of God? Apparently she didn't know that. Thank God nobody had gotten to her to plant that question in her mind. If I touch, I'm going to be healed. And she kept saying it. I'll be healed. Soon as I touch, I'll be healed. If I can just touch, I'm going to be healed. So in her weakened condition, she braves the throng. And she pushes and I don't know what she had to do, but she got to him. And she touched him, verse 29. And immediately, wow. After 12 years, immediately her flow of blood, her hemorrhage, her bleeding was dried up at the source. This is not something a man did. This is not something a machine did, or a procedure, or a medication. How many believe this happened? Did this happen or not?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.